Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Nicole Parton. Savannah Guthrie and her siblings have released a heartfelt message to the community of Tucson, Arizona, expressing their gratitude for the support during the ongoing search for their mother, Nancy Guthrie. The statement, shared during the KVOA News 4 Tucson special titled Bring Her Home, The Disappearance of Nancy Guthrie, aired March 21 and included the statement from Savannah, 54, along with her siblings, Annie and Cameron, and their spouses. They said in part, "We are incredibly thankful for the kindness shown by neighbors, friends, and the Tucson community. We feel like we are all family now. We firmly believe that the residents of Tucson, along with the broader southern Arizona area, hold crucial information that could lead to a resolution in this case. Someone out there knows something that could be significant, even if they don't realize it. We encourage everyone to reflect on their memories, especially around January 31 and the early hours of February 1, as well as the late evening of January 11, the statement began. We earnestly ask this community to renew their efforts on our mom's case. Please review any camera footage, journal entries, text messages, observations, or conversations that may seem minor but could actually be important. No detail is insignificant. It might just be the key we need." The message concludes with a poignant plea for Nancy's safe return, emphasizing the family's desire to celebrate her life. "We miss our mom deeply. We cannot find peace until she is home. We are unable to grieve. We only feel pain and uncertainty. Our sole focus is on locating her and bringing her back. We want to honor her beautiful and courageous life, but that can only happen once she is laid to rest. Thank you for your continued prayers." The statement is signed by the Guthrie family, specifically mentioning Cameron and Christine, Annie and Tomaso, and Savannah and Michael. This latest public appeal from the Guthrie family comes as the search for Nancy enters its seventh week. The 84-year-old was last seen on January 31 after being dropped off at her home in Tucson. When she did not attend a church service the following day, the Pima County Sheriff's Department initiated an urgent search for her. Investigators suspect that Nancy may have been abducted, citing surveillance footage showing a masked person at her front door. In an interview with NBC News, Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos indicated that investigators believe they have a motive for the kidnapping, saying in part, "We think we understand the reason behind this and believe it was a targeted act, though we're not entirely certain. From day one, we held strong beliefs about the transpired events, and those beliefs remain steadfast."
My team had notified me of a missing person. Search and rescue was searching the area, and there were some concerns with what they were seeing at the scene. I don't even know that I knew it was the Guthrie family until probably closer to 6-7 o'clock that evening. FBI was plugged in that Sunday. Monday morning, we got a quick briefing. They had processed the scene, and we knew we needed some help.
Anyone with information regarding Nancy's disappearance is encouraged to contact 1-800-CALL-FBI or the Pima County Sheriff's Department at 520-351-4900. The reward now at over $1 million. More crime and justice news after this. And now to Missouri. Authorities discovered fentanyl hidden within Barbie doll packages sold at a discount retailer. The Independence Police Department was alerted by security personnel at Cargo Largo regarding a suspicious powder found in one of the doll packages. Subsequent testing confirmed that the substance was indeed fentanyl. Working closely with Cargo Largo, police identified that 5 packages containing the contaminated dolls had been sold. Investigators do not believe that similar contaminated Barbie dolls are available at other retail locations, and there have been no reported injuries connected to these specific products. According to police, a suspect has been arrested in connection with the incident.
Aaron Gilbert's first date with David Combs is a 45-minute drive from Anchorage to Girdwood, Alaska, to go to the Girdwood Forest Fair. When the two are ready to go home, Combs' car won't start. He tells Gilbert to wait in the car while he tries to find a jump. When he returns, Gilbert is gone. Combs searches for Gilbert around the fairgrounds until 1 a.m. Assuming Aaron found another way home, he leaves. He calls Gilbert's sister the next morning, but no one has seen 24-year-old Aaron. Aaron Gilbert, now missing 28 years. If you have info on Aaron Gilbert, please contact Alaska State Troopers 907-269-5511.
For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcasting app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nicole Parton.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.